Okay, we'll just switch gears a little bit. How many of you are following March Madness? Honestly. Okay, how many of you filled out a bracket? Okay, I can tell you I don't fill out brackets because I'm too dumb. I don't even know where half the schools are from. I just can't do it. But I can tell you I listen to find out who the top picks are. All right? Because the top pick of the bracket, that's the one that are supposed to be really good, right? You always pick schools like that. And then when Marquette and Wisconsin fall out, I get a little less excited about what happens to the rest of the tournament. Okay. In the Lord's Prayer, we have a top three. We have a top three. The Lord's Prayer is put together that way. Jesus, we can never forget, is not American, is not English or German or Italian or Greek. His logic is completely different than we use. He is a Jew. He grew up in the Middle East. His understanding of logic and how he puts things together to communicate constantly are put together different than we do. So in the Lord's Prayer, when he teaches his people to pray, he says, I want you to pray, and he gives them combinations in threes. The first three, the big three, the ones that are right up front is, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And we all get to that thy will be done and said, oh, but you forgot that, as it is in heaven, so on earth that. But what's really there is a little phrase in the middle that says all of these three, and then says, as in heaven, so on earth. Okay, then what does this really mean? What are the top three? Why are we supposed to pray these things? How many of you think that God is holy? Okay? You think there's anything you can do to make God more holy than he already is? I can't think of anything I could do. By definition, God is holy. Other, set apart, special. I can't make him more or less. But if I am in covenant with him and I am his heir, how I live it reflects on God's holiness. So we have this prayer in which we say, our Father who art in heaven, Abba, Father, listen to us. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so on earth. I, as a covenanted partner in this prayer, talk to the one who already is and does, and say, I will do. This is my promise. How do you live to show that God's name is holy? Oh, you guys do it all the time. You just don't know you do it. Okay? How many of you at one time in the last year have put any food or any money into the food pantry? How many of you, yeah, okay. How many of you have spent any time, dropped off clothes, dropped off, spent any time down giggling with Jan to help everybody else get clothes? How many of you support the fact that this building and this community carry on that ministry? All of you. From the outside looking in, those actions make others see God's name as holy. When you forgive, when you seriously, honestly forgive, that action makes God's name holy in the eyes of the one who has been forgiven and in the eyes of all those who see everything else. Thy will be done. I can tell you that I love that little prayer you see every now and then. I post it on my Facebook. Lord, I really need your help today. I've made it pretty good so far, but I haven't put my feet out of the bed yet, and I know things are going to get tough. That's me. I can tell you. I will not even tell you there is a single day in all of my life that I have actually continuously kept the will of God. It's not that I don't try. He just knows I'm not really good at it. And he forgives me constantly. And I know he does the same with you. But I also know that it is the combined effort of trying to do the thing God wants that makes this family of faith visible to the world. It is not an advertisement. It is not a sign. It is not anything else. It's not the day when we broke the snow record in February and Channel 4 set up right outside and showed our church buried in snow. That's not it. It's what you do and try to do. I'm not going to look at you and tell you you're all perfect. I'm not going to lie to anybody. And I'm certainly not going to tell anybody I am. But what I will tell you is that the constant effort toward doing that is like a rowing team. If you watch a rowing team, when they get started out onto the water in the first time they all get together as a team, you can actually watch and see all the oars that don't hit at the right time. You'll see them because they'll splash, because the boat has moved and there's not there. When they get to the point where their practice has paid off, then all of the oars drop at exactly the same time, and they cut in the water, and they don't splash, and they just keep going. Can I tell you? You need an example? Show up at 4 o'clock on Sunday at Swiss Steak Dinner and see what all of you do. And everybody who walks in that's not from this church walks out and says, "How do you get so many people to work together so well?" And all of us go, "I don't know. We just do it once a year." 80 years of practice will do that for you. You see, when we work in covenant, no matter what it is we're doing, we don't just look good. But to the world outside of these doors, outside of this community, they see what it is to be in covenant with the householder, the one who owns the universe, the one who works all things. This prayer is so completely important. Jesus tells us when you pray, pray in this way. Crawl up in God's lap. We talked about that. Call him Abba, Dad. Have you got some time? I need to listen to you. I know you're the householder. When we pray, hallowed be thy name, we're not saying, go make it holy. We're saying, your name is holy. Your will is done. Your kingdom has come among us. And then in the middle, there is that little tiny thing. As in heaven, so on earth. That is our covenantal promise. We make the promise that we will keep your word, your name holy. We will do the will that you ask us to do. We will bring your kingdom into the world. The same way it is already done in heaven, so will we do on earth. This big three is important because it tells God exactly who's talking to him. This is your child who understands that you have made me an heir of the entire universe through your son, who understands that your love and your forgiveness and your kindness have changed my life and should change the lives of others. It is your child who knows what you want me to do. It is your child who promises to covenant with you that so it is in heaven, so it shall be on earth. That's how we will do it. We will walk and row and do all the things we do together and in peace. There's so many times when the world barks at us, when people look at us, you really believe that stuff about God? Do you really believe all that stuff? I won't use the word they usually use. Okay? And we stand. And many times we're a little bit put back and we just, well, yeah, sort of, I think. I try. Okay? When we pray the Lord's Prayer together, we say, we do believe. We are your children. We do understand. And we will go forward. As in heaven, may it be so on earth. There is no response from God that says it better be. I got to tell you, one of my absolute favorites of my parents in their latter life. 70th anniversary. Brought him a cake and we're sitting with him and we're talking to him. And in the midst of all the celebration, my mom looks at my dad and says, I love you. And my dad just puts his fork down, looks at her and says, you should. After 70 years, well, you should, you know, okay, fine. I can't let go of. I mean, that's right there. Okay. When we pray this prayer, I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking, here we are. We love you, God. Well, you should. You know, I mean, there is no statement like that. There is no peace in which God looks down and in some kind of, I don't know, humorous, crazy, even angry way says, well, you should. If you had any brains at all, you would do. You know, no, that's not it. This is a covenant. This is a walk. Grandparents, have you ever had your grandchildren crawl up in your lap and one time hug you and say, I love you, Grandma, I love you, Grandpa, and you looked at them and said, well, you should. I don't think so. God accepts us that way. When we speak about what it is as we pray and how important our relationship is with God, that's the one thing that you can't throw out of this prayer. This covenant, this relationship with God is utmost. It is at the very peak of what's important to us. When you pray, Jesus says, pray in this manner. Dad, householder of the universe, have you got a couple of seconds? You are holy. Your will is perfect. Your kingdom is peace. I want it to be that way here, just as it is in heaven. There is no response. Well, it's about time you figured that out. There is just that warmth of acceptance. What was so different about this? They had been taught that God was far off, and unless they kept all the things that God wanted done perfectly, he would not listen to them. He would not hear their prayers. Jesus looks at his people, at us, at everyone in the world, and says, when you pray, do not act like God is sealed in a hermetically sealed room and you have to slide it under the door and hope he'll pick it up. When you pray, say, Abba, Father. And then talk from your heart. Speak as covenant children. Talk about what's real. I know your name is holy, Lord. I know that you have brought your kingdom into the world in your Son. I know that your will is done. And then there is a pause. As in heaven, may it be on earth. That is our part of the covenant. That is not a demanding statement from God. That's our part of the covenant. We are not saying, well, if we do it absolutely right, thank you very much for taking a little time to listen to us. Really, nothing else matters. No. We are saying that in all the things that we do that are not perfect, in all the times that we seek forgiveness, in all the times that we know what we have done here is not the way he would have done it in heaven, our will is still the same as in heaven. May it be so on earth. None of us, are supposed to go before God and claim some kind of unreal holiness. We are proclaimed holy, declared righteous, Paul says, by faith. Abraham believed and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. You are God's righteous people. Not because you do everything right, not because you've never made a mistake, not because you are never judgmental, not because of any of those things, but because your faith in Christ has made you righteous in the eyes of God. When we pray as those righteous children. When we pray as those covenanted to a loving God, willing to work in step, row in step, willing to seek to do what is. I just can't imagine what a world would be if we would just for one day be able to live what we want. For us all to be God's people the way he wants. There would be no New Zealand. There would be no school shootings. There would be no war. There would be no hunger. There would be no hatred. Just for one day, every oar would drop at the right time. Where would we go? This prayer is not meant to make us feel like we have not achieved. It's to remind us that we are in the middle of the process, that we are part of the change. We are part of a slow, long change. It's no different than any team learning to play together. I don't care if they're number one in the NCAA tournament or they got bounced before they could even get in. I don't care. Every single team learns to work together. And it takes time, and it takes a lot of time. this prayer, these top three, are Jesus telling us that as we pray, we are to be reminded that we are in the process of being God's people the way He wants. And our covenant with our Father is, as in heaven, so may it be on earth. There's at least two more, maybe three sermons worth coming out of this thing yet. So I hope you're not getting bored. I hope when you pray the Lord's Prayer, you will hear the words that we say a little different. That you will sense the fact that together with Christians all over the world, we admit to God that we are part of a process that is not yet complete. And we do it going to a loving Father who will hug us and hold us and strengthen us as we go forward in the process.